Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Knack Packaging Limited Earnings Conference Call Q1 FY 2027. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statements made or discussed on today's call may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. The company does not undertake to update these forward-looking statements publicly. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alpesh Tulsipuri Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Knack Packaging. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Patel.
Good afternoon to everyone. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome all our stakeholders, analysts, investors, and members of the investment community to Knack Packaging Limited's first-ever earnings conference call following our successful listing on the National Stock Exchange and the BSE. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the entire Knack Packaging family, I sincerely thank each one of you for the confidence and the trust you have placed in our company. Listing on the Indian capital market is an important milestone in our journey. While it is a significant achievement, we view it not as a destination but as the beginning of the much larger journey. Since this is our first earnings call, I would like to spend a few minutes introducing our business and sharing what makes Knack Packaging a differentiated company. Knack Packaging is one of the leading integrated, innovation-oriented, export-led, and sustainable-oriented packaging solution providers, offering a diverse range of packaging solutions, including printed and laminated woven polypropylene bags named as PLWPP and PLWPP pinch bottom bags that are customized high-strength packaging solutions for a wide range of sectors, including food products and pet food. As an early mover in the industry, we have built over 30 years of experience and today stands as one of the industry's leading players across the globe. Our solution enhances brand visibility on packaging, reduces the risk of counter-counterfeiting, and improves the operational performance. We offer a comprehensive portfolio of bulk packaging solutions developed over more than three decades through continuous technological innovation and deep industry expertise. Our value proposition extends beyond core packaging products to include a wide range of customized add-on solutions such as circular and bag seal construction, half-full and registered window, zigzag cut, heat cuts, and blade cuts. This breadth of offering enables us to deliver tailored packaging solutions, positioning us as one-stop partner for our customers. Our differentiation was not built overnight. Since in 2004, we identified a gap in the market. While brands invested heavily in the look and feel for small retail packs, there was a very limited scope to present a brand identity on bulk industrial packaging from 5 kg to 50 kg packaging. We spent close to 2 years on R&D and became the first company in India to introduce typical printed bags that carry the same branding up to 50 kg bulk packs as on smaller consumer packs. This great start has translated into a genuine first-mover advantage. Due to our expertise, today we serve leading companies from industries such as rice, dal, lentils, flour and spices, sugar, salt, fruit and nuts, animal and pet feed, agriculture, seeds, charcoal, detergent powder and granules, fertilizer, chemical, etc., in both international and domestic markets. One of the core strengths of our business is our integrated manufacturing model. Our capabilities span the complete value chain from tape extrusion to weaving to gravure printing to lamination and final bag conversion. This integration gives us greater control over quality, turnaround time, manufacturing efficiency, while allowing us to offer customized solutions to our customers. We are currently operating at more than 48,000 metric tons per annum capacity, with our including rented facilities and translating into an approximately 91% capacity utilization. This reflects healthy utilization level for our operations and demonstrate efficient use of our manufacturing capacity while providing a strong foundation to support future growth. Innovation is one of our strengths. We cater to the companies who are willing to invest in brand, in packaging as a strategic differentiator. We continue to invest in new product development and leverage our first mover advantage across multiple product categories. Strong and deep customer relationship is reflected in our customer retention ratio, which is as high as 90%, 90. This is not an accidental. It is built over a 4 key pillars that define our approach to customer service: quality, commitment, responsiveness, and transparency. We are committed to deliver high quality products, ensuring on-time deliveries, and responding promptly to customers' requirements and queries. Through our digital portal named NAC Galaxy, customers have easy access to product information, order-related updates, and other relevant details, enabling greater transparency, seamless communication. Together, these pillars have helped us build long-term customer relationship, consistently earn that trust. Because our packaging incorporates proprietary color formulations and SOPs that we do not disclose, any deviation in quality when a brand changes packaging vendor can be immediately visible to the end consumer and may adversely affect brand perception and reputation. Importantly, packaging typically represents less than 1% to 2% of our customers' end product price, making it relatively small investment compared with the significant role it plays in product presentation, shelf appeal, and consumer perception. Packaging is often first physical touch point between brand and the consumer and can materially influence purchase decision, particularly in high competitive categories. Consequently, customers have a strong incentive to maintain consistent packaging quality once a packaging supplier has demonstrated reliability, consistency, and understanding of the brand's requirement. We are present in both domestic and international markets, with our international footprint continuing to export steadily. As of quarter 1 fiscal year 2027, NAC Packaging has established a presence across 74 countries spanning 6 continents, representing an expansion of our global reach from 71 countries in fiscal year 2026. We support this global footprint through our on-ground sales and marketing presence, enabling us to build relationships with customers across geographies and address their evolving packaging requirements. Our expanding international presence has enabled us to add new countries and globally renowned brands to our customer portfolio, further strengthening our position in international market. In a volatile macroeconomic environment, a resilient supply chain is a key competitive advantage. We have a strong in-house logistic capability that has been built over the years, and it gives our customers the confidence that we remain a dependable partner. Turning our growth plans, the primary objective of our IPO was fund in setting up a new manufacturing facility. At the time of listing, our installed capacity stood at approximately 43,300 metric ton per annum. Once new plant funded by IPO proceeds is commissioned, which remains on track for October 2027, our total installed capacity will reach approximately 70,000 metric ton per annum. The upcoming manufacturing facility will future strengthen our long-term capacity, but it will not slow down our growth in the interim. Until the new plant becomes operational, we will leverage rented facility for semi-finished good production, while the value-added processing will remain at our existing manufacturing facility. This asset-light approach allows us to continue scaling the business without compromising on product quality or customer service. The recently leased facilities provide us the necessary infrastructure, while the operations are being by own and operations being managed by our own trained workforce. This team will eventually transition into new plant once it is commissioned. ensuring seamless ramp-up of operations with an experienced workforce already in place. With these steps, we remain committed to expanding our portfolio, strengthening our market position, and sustaining our growth momentum. Before I conclude, I would like to thank all our customers, suppliers, bankers, business partners, employees, and most importantly, our shareholders for their continued trust and support since our listing. We remain focused on building a business that delivers sustainable, innovation-led growth while creating long-term value for our stakeholders. And we look forward to a long and transparent relationship with investment community. At last, I would like to assure everyone that NAC Packaging will continue the growth and innovation both for their customers and for our industry. With that, I would now like to invite our Chief Financial Officer, Dr. Ajay Kumar Dubey, to walk you through the detailed financial performance for the first quarter of fiscal 2027. Thank you.
Thank you, Alpesh Bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. I will take you through the financial performance of quarter one, financial year 27, and highlighted the key operational and financial drivers. Our consolidated revenue for quarter 1 financial year 27 is stood at ₹2,647.71 million compared to ₹1,871.71 million in quarter 1 financial year 26, registering a year-on-year growth of 40.50%. The strong growth during the quarter was driven by higher sale volume, improving capacity utilization and continued ramp-up of recently commissioned capacity. We witnessed broad-based demand across end market, including foods, grains, pulses, pet food, fertilizers, agrochemicals, and consumer end market, supporting volume growth across our product portfolio. Our total sales volume for quarter 1 financial year 27 is 10,940 metric tons compared to 9,047 metric tons in quarter 1 financial year 26, representing a year-on-year growth of approximately 20.90%. Moving to EBITDA, our consolidated EBITDA for quarter 1 financial year 27 is ₹591.73 million compared to ₹386.41 million. In quarter 1 financial year 26, representing a year-on-year growth of 53.14%, our EBITDA margin improved to 22.35% versus 20.65% in quarter 1 financial year 26. The improvement in the EBITDA and margin was primarily due to operating leverage and a strong cost management discipline. Coming to the bottom line, our consolidated profit after tax for the quarter 1 financial year 27 is ₹305.28 million compared to ₹206.33 million in quarter 1 financial year 26, registering a year-on-year growth of approximately 47.96%. Our PAT margin improved to 11.53% compared to 11.03% in quarter 1 financial year 26. The improvement in profitability is also reflected to our return ratio. Some of key our ratio financial year 27 versus quarter 1 financial year 26 were followed. Quarter 1 financial year 27 ROIC, return on capital employed, improved from 46.05% to 57.73%. Return on equity improved from 37.04% to 37.45%. Overall, quarter 1 financial year 27 was a strong quarter for the company with healthy revenue and volume growth, improved EBITDA margin and stronger profitability. We remain focused on ramping up our commission capacity, improving utilization, maintenance cost discipline and strengthening customer relationship while continue to efficiency manage raw material price volatility. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes on the line of Raman KB with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask the question and congratulations on good set of numbers. I just have two questions. One is with respect to ROCE. I just want to understand why is our company's ROCE so high? Is it also on the asset turn model, asset turn side, the company's asset turn is, when we compare it to peers, is very high. So can you explain that matrix?
Basically, sir, we are incurring continuous profit-based margin, and today, due to this capital market, whatever we have proceeds received from 320 crore, which will be incurred in our coming products, coming this plant. So, basis on that, margin is good and our net worth is good. So, basis on continuous improving the return on capital employed, and similarly improving of return on equity as well.
Sir, my name is Dr. Patel. I would add a point on this question. Sir, we are like a textile cum packaging company. So we have always two types of machinery, set of machinery. One is like a textile kind of thing. First we produce the thread and then weaving. So it is the purely plastic technical textile, specialized fabric. So for that, we have to invest a lot of money on that area, and then after making a pinch bottom bag, like a specialized bag, so on that area, we also have a very used European machinery. So for that, we have invested a lot of things, and the investing into the bottom line, like the finishing line, and then we can get the good margin over there. So that's how we have two types of investment, specialized both the sides. So that's why our asset turnover rate is little bit over.
So, but when I'm comparing with the industry peer, the on an average asset turn is 1.5, and if it's a good quarter, it's around 2. Ours is around 4 to 5x. I just want to understand why is there is a superior asset quality, and we are able to still, despite doing that, we are able to maintain 20% margin, which is like industry leading margins. So is this because we have a rented facility or something else going on?
Sir, basically in asset turn, if you are calculating, that is basically two way. One, if you are calculating based on the gross block, that is almost 1.98 in previous and 2.53% as current 30th June 2026. If you are comparing from the net block, that would be around 4.12 asset turn. So asset turn, if you are comparing gross block, that is 2.53, and net block, so 4.12. That is the asset turn.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm telling. The industry average is around 1.52x. Ours is on a net block is around 4 to 5x.
No,
I just want to understand what are we doing so different from the industry that our asset turn is so high.
Sir, asset turn basically we are just always confirm that there is two type of machinery. One we are incurring for the manufacturing of our fabric, another for the finishing parts. So finishing part material machine would be more profitability that would generated from more profit compared to other. So we are pinch bottom, basically our premium product and pinch bottom machine we have already installed. So that's why our asset turn is improving day by day.
And one more thing, most important, sir, to be very honest, there is a no genuine peer compared to NAC. Like they are into the packaging. Packaging have a wide range of the packaging material, but this is, we are specialized packaging material. So this is the kind of printed, laminated, polywoven bag. So it is a required different kind of set of machineries and different kind of product and everything. So like this is the peers like a 2.3, 2.1 and other company 2.1.5 something, and our company gross block is a 2.53. That is the 4.52 is from the net block. So if we compare with the gross block to gross block, so it is a 2.50 kind of thing.
Understood. Thank you for that. My second question is on the raw material side. The prices of our raw material, which is basically polypropylene, has been has risen significantly since the war. So how is our impact? How are we dealing with that? And like, what's the usual timeline to pass the raw material prices to the customer and like end users? So can you explain on that aspect as well?
Yes, sir. Sir, first I have a request for the previous question. For which peers we are comparing to this asset turnover? So please give me, if you have any details, then we will give you more detail on this point. And secondly, for the pricing of polymer and crude price, yes, it is 100% Valentine right now. There is a lot of things are going on, but we have a very good, first of all, we have a 30-year experience. So we have a, first of all, we have a working on SAP S/4HANA. Company is very much transparent and very long vision company. So we have a very good forecasting system. So for that, we have a, always we get a very good forecast in, internally. Secondly, India have a very good refineries. India have a lot of refineries, many refineries, and we have a 30-year experience with them. So we never face any time this kind of problem. And due to that, our figure you can see the our PAT margin like a 47% increment of this year. Same to same EBITDA like a 53% increment. Revenue we increased 41% compared to last year, previous year, quarter one financial to this year financial. So we have very good hold, I can say we have very good purchase team, planning, team members, local support, local refinery and 30-year experience. Altogether we will get a good relationship on this and we can get the advantages of it. Even we can get the more discount as well with the our supplier. So for how, for that we are managing this raw material all the year. And we always buy the cash, so we also get the good discount on it. Bulk buying also we are preferring. So on that area we will get, and the same way we transfer the price to customer, because this is a petrol diesel price nowadays. So every, our customer know very well, the crude price goes up, so polymer price goes up and your bag cost goes up. So they are very easily to convince to increase the price. So this is the system is already set. So not much more difficult to get the good price from the customer. They know very well easily increase the price increase. Decrease the price is same day we decrease the price.
Thank you. Mr. Raman, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Yep. Next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia with Alchemy. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Dhananjay.
Yes, firstly, sir, congratulations on a fantastic set of results and congratulations on the IPO too. So I just wanted to ask you one question, a few questions. Is that basically where crude is going up and a lot of the input costs are going up, how are we able, and tariffs going up, how are we able to keep our margins steady? Are we passing on to customer or efficiency, just to understand?
I would like to give you answer on this. So we have a very long-term contractual customer, like Cargill is one of them. We are working with Cargill into the like 8 countries, and our total sales revenue comes from like 60-70% comes from the Cargill. So we have conversion, like a basic price plus conversion. So basic price is the raw material price plus conversion cost system. So almost company 45 to 50% customer as on the conversion basis customers. Like Cargill, India, Silda, Davos, Coinuto, big brand. They all are our customer and they have a fixed up with the conversion cost. So price go up, price will go up. But we remain, our margin or our conversion cost remains same. And another thing. Other 50%, 45-50% customer is like a very small players, like Tamil Nadu, Karaikudi, there is a small rice mill or fertilizer company. So they are the, they, entire the packaging cost, there is only one below 1% costing of the packaging cost of our product. So they are not much further about that cost. And but honestly, we are also very transparent with that kind of customer. But there is a very low quantity, like 25,000, 50,000 bags a month. So they order at the time, other time they price, raw material price, we convert and fix the price, and we make the bag and transfer same price to that. So both the way we will get the good conversion and same conversion we will manage it. And now we are adding our new product like a pinch bottom product. So it is a high value added product and very few suppliers and very that product they want to use for that packaging of rice, feed, that fertilizer, anything. And they will get the good branding out of it. Like Stitcher bag, there is only 4-type branding, but the pinch bottom, they will get the 6-type branding. So always they prefer pinch cap, pinch bottom bag, and that is a very good margin product for the company. So that is also increasing in the company. Last quarter, we installed 2 machines, so we get a good revenue from that area as well.
Okay. So, sir, let's assume, let's say 6 months in your hands, if commodity prices were to, input prices were to reduce, would we pass on that benefit again to customers, or would we keep that input, or would we keep that margin with us?
It's both the way we are working on it. Sometimes depends on the situation, and sometimes we have a 50% pass on and 60% we will get it as it is there.
Okay, fine. Wow. So thank you so much. Superb result. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you,
Dhananjay. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nirav Jimudia with Annual Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, a few questions to ask. Sir, when I see our volumes in FY24, I think they were close to around 30,000 tons. And FY26 was around 38,000 tons. So when I compare the realization, it were almost same, but our EBITDA per kg jumped from 33 to 45, and I think in Q1 we are already at 54 rupees a kg. So if you can just give broad-based breakup in terms of our PL, WPP bags and pinch bags, what were they in terms of volumes in FY24 and FY26, that would be helpful, sir.
Yes, I think so you are already aware, we have a good range of the product like pinch bottom, PLWPP and PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag. So just in the last quarter, we introduced 2 machines for the PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag. So that is a good margin on PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag. Even the solar, we already installed rooftop solar windmill, and last quarter, we started the solar farm. 11 megawatt solar farm at the Cape Brahma. So in the previous data, you can check there is a no solar benefit, much more benefit, like 11 megawatt. So there is an additionally solar plant already started. So for that, we get the good margin and a good ratio over there from the solar and pinch bottom. There is a major 2 things.
So in electricity, almost we are saving, if we compare from quarter 1, 26, to quarter 1, 27, almost 1.1% we are saving in the electricity due to the solar farm. So various other things, we are working on the cost reduction and cost optimization. So therefore, EBITDA per kg is improving day by day.
Correct. So my question was more specific to pinch bags. So let's say with the newer capacity getting commissioned from October 27, 2027. So in FY26, out of our total volumes of 38,000 tons, how much was the pinch bag volumes, and how do you see those pinch bag volumes moving over next 3 years? If you can share your thoughts here.
Sir, right now, at the last quarter and the previous quarter, we are at 19 to 20% of our pinch bottom bag selling. Percentage, and currently we are working on 22.5 to 23%. So that area also we increasing
sales. This is increasing just because we have added the 2 pinch bottom bag in last quarter of financial year 25-26. So that's why just the ramp up of that we are assuming this financial year 27 was the first quarter where we have gained the benefit of the another machine which was installed in last quarter.
Correct. And that time we ramp up ourselves from the pinch bottom and try to get more and more usage of pinch bottom bag.
Correct. Sir, just to add, last question from my side. So you mentioned about the pinch bottom bags and the newer capacities. So like, what's our strategy in terms of placing those pinch bottom bags to a higher volumes with the customer? Why the customers would switch from the PLWPP films to pinch bottom bags? And third, once our capacity is commissioned, when do you feel that our total capacity of 70,000 tons would be fully utilized? Thank you so much.
First of all, I would like to answer the first PLW to PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag. So sir, this is a normal practice. People are, first they are using the jute bag to PP bag, PP bag to PLWPP bag. And now we almost have a 70% sales into the PLWPP bag. So the customer, we have very good connection with them. They also understand the branding and everything. So they are moving from PLW to PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag with the installation of the Mark Enterprise machine. So always they have very two types of things. They have to invest for the machines and as well as they will get the good advantages of the pinch bottom bag, the branding. So for that they are moving to the PLW to PLWPP plus pinch bottom bag. So that is the first thing, and we have that conversion ratio, we have very good expertise and we have a mastery in that. What we are increasing our pinch bottom bag capacity year on year, and also the same way we are planning for that. So that is the one thing. And the second thing, capacity utilization. Sir, always you aware of the things, the next packaging has a very good order on book. Like today as well, 100 particles order in our hand. So always capacity, today we are almost using 90 to 91% capacity. Even one more thing, just we added one month back, we added one more plant, rented plant, up to the 1 or 2 years, up to our new production starting. Like it is almost 5,040 metric ton year capacity, we already rented that plant. The trial and everything is going on. So that capacity we are also right now currently we are utilizing 91%. So we don't have that space to increase our sales. So that's what we are increased one more plant in just before 15 to 20 days back. So and future also always we have always good plan for the utilization of our installed capacity. So definitely we try our best to get the good installed capacity as early as possible.
Thank you. Mr. Jimudia, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan with Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
My question is that, I think our largest customer is based in the US, right? Am I right?
Yes, sir.
What kind of contract we have, is it, and how long has been the relationship? And how do we supply? Do we supply in films and then, or we supply it as finished bags to that customer? Whether we have and how the pricing happens? And is there any foreign exchange gains we have got in the current quarter?
Yes, sir. I give you one by one your answer. So first of all, our 12% is a Cargill customer in US itself. It is a good customer. We have started the communication from 2017, and after 2 years hard work, we onboard on 2020. At that time, we started one country 40 crore business in 2020, and right now we are working at SKU 40 SKU. So 6 crore business. 6 crore business, 40 SKU in 2020. Right now we are working 140 crore business and almost more than 600 SKU. So we have a very good relationship between the Cargill, and not even limited to the USA. We are a very good global supplier of the Cargill. So more than like 8 countries, we are working with them, and we are working with them. The pricing, initially we start with the USA order basis, but from last 3 years, we are into the contract system. There is a one contract, it is a carry 2 years, one additional year, like the raw material pricing, polymer pricing, plus conversion cost. So altogether, they will buy from us, and they buy only finished product, not semi-finished product. They buy from us from the bag. So they use for the animal feed, dog food, pet food industries, they pack that product into our bag. So we manufacture bags over here with all the branding and everything, and we send to them. The best part, just for the information, at the time of 50% tariff, 8-month tariff, they continue our business. So even we give their options, we have Oman facility. At that time we decided we make the new facility, Oman facility, but they denied, they told us we buy from only Make Packaging India plant only. Then we realized why they continue with us, because they pack any product into that bag, it is almost cost of $20, $40, $50 material into the 25 cents. So it is a less than 1% cost of their entire product. So for 0.5%, 0.75%, 1% cost, they not change the supplier. So at that time we understand this scenario, and for that we are continue the business with the Cargill. So from that entire costing, it is a less than 1% cost of the packaging material, and compared to local, I think the 2.5-3% costing of the local buying. Instead of that, then you get the good price from India and good price from the next packaging. So that's what we are continuing this business from very long, and we are very good long term contractual. And foreign exchange, yes. So for this is for the USA business. Currently, last year we closed 140 plus for our business with them.
In continuation of this, your answer, sir, 1.6 crore in foreign currency gain during the first quarter of financial year 2017.
Got it. And, you know, we are on this product where, you know, our dominant product, right? In the dominant product, what kind of competition, what kind of market share we actually have in India? You know, for example, we have almost 43,000 tons in terms of capacity. How large is the next competitor in this space in terms of size?
Yes, organized, sir, to be very honest, the pinch bottom bag and PLWPP bag, there is the, see, PP bag, then jute bag, then the bulk packaging, India have a lot of companies. But the product mix is a different. See, packaging company for the packing of the grain and pulses, fertilizer, animal feed, cattle feed, there is a lot of option available, jute bag available, then PP bag, flexographic printed bag. So we are the company is innovated this BOP printed laminated bag. Like I will give you one example, like you are using the rice, 1 kg, 2 kg, 5 kg, there is a branding printed bag. But the, before 2004, they have to pack 25 kg same rice, then there is a low branding availability in the market. So our company has initiated this branding into the 25 kg bag on the same to same like a 1 kg pouch branding. So for that our company journey is started, and then after continue we grow on the brand. We decided our customer is 100% those who are believing into the brand. So right now company have like more than 2,000 customers and 13,000 SKU, more than 13,000 SKU. So for that we are making the bag for that brand only. So our each and every customer has their own brand, we print on it and then we bag supply to them. So for that we have no problem for this kind of issue.
And sir, for market share, basically, as confirmed by Alpesh Bhai, there is no competitive peers on listed with us, and that's why we cannot compare apple to apple with them. Basically, in pinch bottom, we are the leader in the market, in Indian market, and other PLWPP is also very good. So we are continue growing, and our customer demand is increasing day by day.
Sir, I am adding on it, like 10.10% market share as per the Technopec last year one report. We have the industry's report. So we have the 10% market share of the entire packaging, this kind of bag. And our majority, our 55% export and only 45% is a domestic sales. So our actually compared to peers, so there is the 2-3 companies, one is the Thailand, one is the Cambodia and China many. But China is anti-dumping, so they are not directly competitor to us. So Thailand and Cambodia is a direct competitor to us to not even make direct to India as well. But their labor cost and electricity cost is much more higher than the India. So you can check online everywhere, you can see the whole production cost compared to Thailand and Vietnam, India is a lower production cost. The most important, not even the make packaging, entire industry, this kind of product, textile product, this kind of packaging, textile, technical textile, specialized packaging, India cost is today is the lowest cost of the all over the globe. Secondly, yes, we have a competitor in USA, like a Polytex is our peer, exactly peer. They are into the USA, the manufacturing bags into the USA, and they are 100% we can say the competitor and peer. But their cost and our cost is a very huge difference. I can give you one example. They are selling dog food bags. One bag almost like a 0.7 cent, 0.75 cent. And the same bag we can sell 0.35 cent or 0.50 cent. Max to max. So that kind of difference we, so they are fear. But pricing, we are very good in India.
Thank you. Mr. Lakshmi Narayanan, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Nihal Shah with Prudent Corporate Advisory. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations. So this EBITDA per kg of 54...
Mr. Shah, sorry for interrupting. We cannot hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. So this 54 rupee per EBITDA per kg, what is the future guidance for this number? I guess this is a pretty strong number as it is. So do we see any further scope of improvement here? And what is our volume growth guidance for FY27?
Sir, thank you for asking question. Definitely, sir, we try our level best to work hard, and our specialty to the making bag. And profit will come automatically. So always our focus in good value-added products and always export, both focus export. Last quarter we have 71 countries, currently we are reaching into 74 countries. So always we are adding up new countries, new product, new customers. And like right now we have 55% of our export. And our majority is the pinch bottom bag. And yes, last quarter we installed two machines. In the finishing area, and it's a very expensive machine, like 20 crore one machine cost, and our focus is to sell pinch bottom bags into the market. So definitely as the past experience and past financial figure, the same way we are growing into the future as well.
Okay, and what is the margin difference for our export orders and the sales that are made domestically?
Sir, mostly 5 to 6% always, as per the previous data, always 5 to 6% always difference will be there. Domestic is little low margin and export we can get a good margin up to 5 to 6% GP.
GP, oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Nilesh.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashish Soni, Family Office. Please go ahead. And also a reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to one question. Thank you.
The next 2-3 year growth will come from what sort of product category as well as from geography? So if you can give the breakup, that will help.
Ashish ji, definitely I am more focused. See, right now we are working on 74 countries. So, see, we always adding the new countries. And geographically, we are already places like in Europe, many countries like African countries, Gulf countries, US, North America, South America. All the places we are already present over there. But geographically, always those countries have a cost of the labor, normal labor 500 and above, they are my customer country. Because this product is a very huge level, like a Today we are almost on board on the contractual labor, more than 2,000 labor. So definitely this is the laborious product. In packaging, you never heard like this kind of numbers on paper. But this is the 100% laborious product with the high-end technology. So that's what we get the good advantages. And this those country have a 500 cost of the production. More than that, they are the my customer countries. So we are geographically we are adding. Sir, about the product, yes, just we recently innovated 2017-2018 pinch bottom bag and we started our baby step on 2021. So this is the pinch bottom bag is a still new product innovation in this kind of thing. In 23 we have got it 10% and 24 we get the sales of 16%, 2025 we get the sales of 20% and currently we get the 23%, near the 22-23%. So always our focus, that is a value-added product and always our focus to increase our pinch bottom bag. And we are started this IPO journey with the pinch bottom bag expansion and all the things. So definitely our focus on more in that area. And more than that, always company is innovative. Always I can say we try new innovation and new innovation. So always we try to get the new innovation and also we are on that development area we never stop on next packaging. So the same way as past, always come up with the new product and new customer and new area. So same way we grow furtherly. Ashish ji.
Thank you. Mr. Soni, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Nitin Babulal Gandhi, InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go.
Thank you, Alpesh Bhai. Wish you congratulations on successful listing. Just to share some thoughts on what is the gross block addition in this quarter and 380 crore expansion, which before that, will you be adding anything in a gross block? And whether the 380 crore gross block addition in 27 will also maintain the asset turn of 2.5 plus. Thank you.
Nitinji, first of all, thank you. Thanks for your wishes. And try on your best to go more faster as possible. So, sir, first of all, our CFO staff will give you guides about this gross block. Just 1 minute.
So, I'll explain you, sir. Today, as of now, 30th June 2026, our total gross block is 416 crores. Compared to this previous financial year, quarter 1, financial year 26, that was the 273 crores. So that almost we have added 141 crores within the 1 year of span of time. And for quarter 1, only the quarter 1 financial year 27, we had added 30 crores 75 lakh in our gross block.
Thank you. Mr. Gandhi, please return to queue for more questions. Next question comes from Lino.
Hello. Ashish is there. Nitinji is there.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Because they have one more question, so I would like to answer that gross block continuity of same or not. So sir, we try our level best to as much as possible turnover we can get from the business and value added product. So our best try to maintain and better on that situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ram Singh. An individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Ram.
Sir, congratulations for good set of numbers. Listening के लिए भी आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई हो. अभी जो हमने इस quarter में जो growth दिखाई है sir, around 40% revenue और EBITDA margin भी हमने improve किया है. आने वाले quarters में हम ये growth maintain कर पाएंगे sir?
सर देखो वेरी ऑनेस्टली हम पिछले क्वार्टर के सामने एक क्वार्टर में किया हुआ है हमने अभी उसके बाद में दो प्लांट ऐड किए रेंटेड एक प्लांट अभी रिसेंटली किया और एक बीच में भी किया था तो ये प्लांट तो हमारे ऑलरेडी चल ही रहे हैं और चलने ही वाले हैं पूरे साल चलने वाले जब तक अपना नया प्रोडक्शन शुरू नहीं होगा प्रोडक्शन नेक्स्ट अक्टूबर 27 में शुरू होने का प्लानिंग है अभी तो तब तक ये प्लांट तो हमने ऑलरेडी रेंटेड किए हुए हैं तो वही प्लांट को मेरे को यूटिलाइज करना है वही मतलब प्रोडक्ट ऑलरेडी बनना शुरू हो गया उसको सेल्स करना हमने शुरू कर दिया हुआ है तो हम तो एक्सपेक्ट ही कर रहे हैं कि मतलब अच्छा सा मेरा जो मतलब अभी जो सेल्स मिल रहा है ये क्वार्टर में सेम टू सेम मतलब वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि भाई हमको भी मतलब आगे में यही प्रोडक्शन है और यही फैसिलिटी को यूटिलाइज करना वही ऑर्डर है हमारे पास में तो वी आर ट्राई बेस्ट टू गेट दैट मैक्सिमम यूटिलाइजेशन ऑन इट. ऑलरेडी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बना दिया हुआ है सर, ऑलरेडी सेल्स चालू हो चुका है एक क्वार्टर में, तो आगे कंटिन्यू ट्राई करेंगे उसको मेंटेन करने के लिए सर सेम टू सेम.
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alpesh Tulsibhai Patel for closing comments.
Thank you. First of all, so सबसे पहले मैं सभी इन्वेस्टर सबको मतलब थैंक यू बोलूंगा क्योंकि जिन्होंने मतलब ये हमको ट्रस्ट रखा नेक्स्ट पैकेजिंग के ऊपर में और ट्रस्ट रख के जो पहले तो सबसे पहले अप्लाई किया लिस्टिंग के साथ में रहे और उसके बाद भी अभी भी जो भी हमारे इन्वेस्टर्स हैं और जो भी हम पे ट्रस्ट करके यहाँ पर चले साथ तक चले हुए तो सर डेफिनेटली नेक्स्ट पैकेजिंग इज अ लॉन्ग टर्म कंपनी और गुड विजन है मेरे पास में, अच्छी प्रोडक्ट लाइन है और आगे भी हमको अच्छे लेवल के ऊपर जाना है. अभी हमारा सबसे पहला टारगेट है कि एज जल्दी एज पॉसिबल हम हमारा जो नया एक्सपेंशन का जो पैसा आया हुआ है उस पर नया प्लान शुरू करें. तो ऑलरेडी मशीनरीज और वो सबके मतलब फाइनलाइजेशन हो रहे हैं, ये बारिश की वजह से ही थोड़ा सा मतलब कंस्ट्रक्शन शुरू डेवलपमेंट शुरू हो चुका हुआ है और मेन कंस्ट्रक्शन बारिश के बाद ही शुरू हो पाएगा तो मतलब उसके बाद में एज वी कैन पॉसिबल हम प्रोडक्शन में भी आने का ट्राई करेंगे. तो एवरीथिंग इज ऑनलाइन है, इन टाइम है, एवरीथिंग परफेक्टली चल रहा है. प्रोडक्ट वाइज इवन अपने को ये प्रोडक्ट में ऑन बोर्डिंग का जो प्रोसेस है दैट इज अ वेरी लॉन्ग प्रोसेस सो उसको देखते हुए अभी अपने रेंटेड प्लान करके उसको मतलब और मार्केटिंग बढ़ा रहे हैं तो उसकी वजह से ये ग्रोथ दिख रहा है क्योंकि अपने पास में इसमें काफी अच्छे कस्टमर भी जुड़ चुके हुए और आगे भी फ्यूचर में है, काफी पाइपलाइन के अंदर में भी है. तो एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं कि जो अभी रिजल्ट आया हुआ है उसी को हम अच्छी तरह से मेंटेन करके आगे भी लेके जाए और जल्दी से जल्दी प्लान अपना स्टार्ट हो जाए. तो थैंक्स आपको सबको बोलेंगे कि आपने जो सपोर्ट किया हुआ है पुराना और अभी तक सर डेफिनेटली हम आपको भी साथ में और कंपनी का ग्रोथ सब साथ में देख रहे हैं. तो थैंक यू एवरीवन, थैंक्स फॉर योर ज्वाइनिंग एंड थैंक्स फॉर सपोर्ट.
थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. On behalf of NAC Packaging Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.